This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome on this December the 23rd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, we've had some updates to the big stories that started hitting at the end of the week. And, of course, it's at this time of year that a lot of very important things can happen. You know, it was 105 years ago on Friday, as I covered on Friday, that the Federal Reserve was created. And now we have President Trump saying, many reports, that he wanted to fire the chair of the Fed. Now you've got Steve Mnuchin, the Goldman Sachs banker, who's his Treasury Secretary, coming back and saying, no, he didn't say anything like that. No, we respect the Federal Reserve. They cannot be touched. Well, they can. And I'm going to tell you why. But President Trump is getting into some very important areas here. When he starts to do things like bring the troops home from an unconstitutional war that we should not be involved in, when he starts talking about the actions of the Fed and criticizing the Fed and talking about changing the Fed, it's starting to look a lot like JFK, isn't it? Maybe that's why President Trump is also talking about the fact that we've got an armed citizenry. And if they take him out, coup or otherwise, there will be a pushback against what they're doing. He certainly understands that he's in dangerous territory. And we're going to talk about why he should move against the Fed, should not wait, how he might do it. As a matter of fact, this is something that goes back to the very beginning of the Trump presidency, right after he was elected. It was the middle of December then that you had then chair Janet Yellen increase interest rates. Now, the entire Obama administration, they had only increased interest rates slightly and done it once. One interest rate, the entire 8 years of Obama. And then, right after President Trump was elected, about 6 weeks later, they raised interest rates a quarter. And I said at the time, and I said it for the entire week, I said they're going to do the same thing that Greenspan did. Greenspan, of course, you remember, he created the real estate and stock market bubble with the Federal Reserve by lowering interest rates and keeping them at essentially zero for a very long period of time. And then he began raising interest rates 0.25% every calendar quarter. It looks, if you look at the chart of Fed rates, it looks like a little stair step case going straight up. And then if that wasn't enough, he started talking about irrational exuberance. And of course, he had some comments this last week talking about run for the exits. So they do everything they can to manipulate, to undermine this economy. And of course, that has been the design of the Federal Reserve since its creation. It was designed to do that. So I ran the report that I did. It was 100-year anniversary of the creation of the Federal Reserve on a December the 21st. That's back in 1913. So I did the report 5 years ago. It's now 105 years old. I tied it to the movie that came out 33 years later on December the 20th, It's a Wonderful Life. We'll play that clip for you later in the broadcast. But you can see how they engineered bank runs. They did everything that they could. They conspired with foreign bankers, the same kind of foreign bankers who were putting the Bolsheviks in power in Germany, Warburg, Max Warburg in Germany, and then his brother, Paul Warburg, was working with J.P. Morgan, who is the classic. Whether they were trying to imitate this guy or if it was just subconscious, who knows? But clearly, J.P. Morgan was the very embodiment of a monopolistic, too rich for everyone's own good banker. He's the caricature that you see on Monopoly Money. And so along with J.P. Morgan, who is very much like the character Potter in the movie, they engineered the Federal Reserve. They did it on a Christmas when nobody was really paying any attention. Now, we've had Mitch McConnell show his true colors by saying, I'm not going to really do anything to try to get this to pass in the Senate. It did pass in the House, thanks to the efforts of the House Freedom Caucus. They firmed up President Trump on it. They got it passed. And then Mitch McConnell said, we're not going to use the simple majority rule. We're going to pretend I'm not going to go with the nuclear option. It's a simple majority rule. You want to pretend that you don't have that authority? And he did. And so he shut the government down. But folks, the Democrats are stonewalling. And they're stonewalling for an open border. They will do anything to avoid putting that little bit of money to protect the border. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've been on the air 24 years, but I've never covered a grouping of stories that together signify the biggest change, not just to United States policy, but to the entire direction of the world. This constellation of developments has the political establishment, the corrupt globalists, shaking to their core. But the underlying theme here is extreme change for the better, but also with an extreme danger to our 45th president, Donald John Trump. Now, I'm going to cover some of the latest developments with the president, and then I'm going to hit the big story. And that, of course, is the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve established 104 years ago secretly at Jekyll Island, Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, Trump has openly signaled that he's ready to fire the private head of the Federal Reserve and even reorganize it. Mainstream corporate media has said that he doesn't have the power to do it, but I have the Federal Reserve Act in front of me, and I'm going to read to you from it. But obviously, if he appoints the head of the Fed, he can remove the head of the Fed, and we the people can abolish this fraudulent organization. But remember, the last president that tried to abolish the Federal Reserve got riddled with bullets in Dallas, Texas, Dealey Plaza. So let's run through why the establishment's so scared. Trump ran on removing troops from our longest war, Afghanistan, and against the Syrian war. Now we basically ended the conflict there that Obama helped start, and the troops are being pulled out. Both political parties are now against him, and the left have now become rabid pro-war zealots foaming at the mouth, the same people that used to show us death counts daily under the Bush era. Continuing, we have the bad trade deals being reversed. Millions of new jobs. The stock market had more than doubled until they sabotaged it. We've seen criminal justice reform, where Hillary Clinton helped get laws passed with Bill, tripling sentences for black people over white people, and saying blacks are super predators that need to be brought to heel like dogs. Now that that's been signed and passed, the president's getting no credit for it. He truly is the liberator, ladies and gentlemen. Sovereignty's back. Territorial integrity is back. He pulled us out of unelected globalist trade deals that circumvented Congress, the presidency, and the people, like TPP. The list goes on and on. But now let's move to why Trump is for real and why he's in grave danger. President Trump is moving against the private Federal Reserve. Hasn't been audited in its 104 years, but when it was founded, it was confirmed that over 80% of it was basically European-owned. So a private banking consortium has hoodwinked the public and the world into believing that it's above the law and no one can audit it and no one can question what it does. Well, the other three branches of government are questionable and auditable, but but it's not even a branch of government like Federal Ammunition or Federal Express. It's private. And this is now all admitted and confirmed. 100 years ago it was known, but over time they brainwashed the public where the public didn't even understand this. Now, because we've exposed it, we can have a real debate about it. But first, let's go to a short minute clip of Alan Greenspan 10 years ago during the subprime crisis that the private banks had engineered to consolidate control and get trillions in bailouts for themselves, telling Lehrer NewsHour that Congress and the president and everyone else cannot even question or say anything, that the Federal Reserve is like God.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with the presidents.
Now, I'm doing my best here to be calm. But did you just hear the giant con game, the giant Jedi mind trick that the former head of the Federal Reserve just put out there? That no one can question them, no one can investigate them, no one can look into them. They are completely above everything, not just above the law, but above investigation, above scrutiny. No one is above the law. Now, let's look at the facts, because CNN, MSNBC are saying Trump isn't allowed to even talk about firing the head of the private Federal Reserve. But he is. It's in the Federal Reserve Act that I'll read to you in a moment. But first, Trump was right during the campaign. And he was right again just a few months ago in the second campaign in the midterms. He said, if you want to plunge the stock market, if you want the regulations back, if you want to kill the recovery, elect the Democrats, because that will signal that they're going to be able to overturn this revolution. But he went on to say the Federal Reserve better not raise interest rates anymore. They've already raised it 7 times. Never did that under Obama. He said if they do that, it'll tank our economy. The Federal Reserve is part of the OECD and the Ex-Im Bank, big international consortiums that basically rig interest rates around the world and other things. It's a monopoly over currency, just like OPEC's monopoly over oil and other petrochemicals and derivatives. And OPEC has also, at many levels, been working with the same private Federal Reserve multinational consortium. And these groups have agreed to let China have 10% growth rates forever. And it gets worse, 0% interest rates. So just remember why Trump is so angry. We get higher interest rates. China gets zero. All of this is to make China the place to invest. So here's this group that thinks it's above the law, dictating to you what they're going to do. They've not been audited or investigated in over 104 years. Here's an article out of Forbes. How Trump could fire Powell and rebuild the Fed. And then it says right here, from the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, thereafter each member shall hold office for a term of 14 years from the expiration of the term of his predecessor, unless sooner removed by cause for the president. So read that again. Unless sooner removed for cause by the president. And the president decides with his executive power the cause. Back when Obama was president, oh, the left loved all the powers of the presidency. But now that Trump's in there, they claim that he can't even trim his toenails without permission from the bureaucracy. They're saying, oh, it's some reckless move to pull out of Syria and to pull out of Afghanistan when he ran on that. The truth is, you have a political consortium that follows a global plan, and presidents have just become ceremonial, and now Trump is no longer being ceremonial. he as being the president. And whether you agree with him or disagree with him, this is how the Constitution works. This is how this country is supposed to operate. And that's why the people that have stolen and usurped our country's destiny are so unhappy, because Trump is wresting the wheel of state away from them. These are the facts. Now, David Knight's hosting live today, so I'll take you back live to David Knight in studio, hosting the Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. every Sunday. And then David comes back, of course, with his own program, 8 a.m. Central every single weekday morning. And I host 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekdays in the War Room. Of course, Owen Schroyer, 3 o'clock Central every day after that, every weekday. And again, I host normally the Sunday show 4 to 6, but today David's doing a great job. So back to David Knight and our president, Donald Trump, taking the gloves off, getting rid of all the dead wood, and actually taking command of the helm of the ship of state. What an incredible time to be alive. We're all witnessing history together.
All right, that's Alex Jones, and I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking more about what's going on with the Federal Reserve coming up. We're also going to talk about what's going on with the breaking news. President Trump said to General Mattis, you can't quit, I'm firing you. Effective January the 1st, you're out of here. And we're going to tell you about this other guy who walked out. Very interesting, I think you'll find. When we come back, stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There were jobs galore for the G.I. Josephs who were in the war. But for generals, things were not so grand. And it's not so hard to understand. What can you do with a general when he stops being a general? Oh, what can you do with a general who retired?
Or maybe he was fired. We're trying to figure out whether this retired was fired, right? And this is Set Washington Ablaze. Go ahead and take that down. Of course, that's from White Christmas. That movie, you may remember, was about global warming. That's right. Maybe, you know, Mattis can retire and buy an inn in Vermont or something. But then, of course, you know, we have that global warming. But then that was happening back then. They weren't silly enough back in the days of Irving Berlin to blame weather on mankind. But we are today. And so that whole movie, as you remember, was about a snow drought that they were having up there. And they organized a charity event. Try to get everybody to support the general, who apparently doesn't have the kind of golden parachute pension plans that modern-day generals do. Those generals were real generals. These guys are politicians, and they are lifetime bureaucrats. They have a massive pension. But, of course, you can always have more, right? Just like Rockefeller said. It's always a little bit more. You never kind of get enough. But when we look at what happened over the weekend, I talked about James Mattis, his manifesto. They call it a resignation letter. I call it a globalist manifesto. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. But President Trump had enough. And so he tweeted out today that he's got somebody that's going to be starting effective January the 1st. In other words, he's not going to wait for the 60 to 90 days that Mattis said he was going to hang around to make sure that, of course, that we had an adult in the room. And as one of the reports looking at Mattis said, this is a guy, when you look at the fact that, you know, they called him Mad Dog Mattis, and he bragged about how he wanted to have a plan for to kill everybody in the room. He's the adult in the room. You can't make this stuff up. Pretty amazing what we have here. And, of course, if we go back and look at his resignation letter, he's saying things like his core belief is that our strength as a nation is inextricably linked to the strength of our system of alliances and partnerships. Well, you know what? That is exactly the opposite of what America is about. It is enough to make the founders of America spin in their graves, Washington said in his farewell address, to avoid entangling alliances for this very reason. And yet he thinks that's our core strength. And he goes on to say that we have to do everything possible to advance an international order. No, that is not your job. All of these people who say that they can't spend a little tiny sliver of the budget to defend our country are adamant that we have to defend these alliances. Because, see, their loyalty is to these international alliances and to the military-industrial complex, not to America. That's the bottom line, folks, that you need to understand. It's great that President Trump is finally moving against these people, as one individual, Matt Purple, said, and the American conservative said, Vladimir Putin is being given credit for all of this stuff. No, it's actually President Trump. One headline said somehow he got a double shot of political Viagra and realized that he's got a lot of power that he can use. And he's going straight at the centers of power. But as Matt Purple said, Vladimir Putin must be a wily one. Think about all that he's managed to accomplish over the last 24 hours. According to the geopolitical wizards on Twitter, at Putin's behest, President Trump on Wednesday announced a withdrawal of American troops from Syria. That's now cleared the path for Russia to exert control over Damascus, the Middle East, indeed the world itself, because Moscow has at last secured the jewel in its neoconservative, neo-Soviet empire. We're the ones with the neoconservative empire. A strip of chaotic desert in northeast Syria. Yeah, it's pretty silly when we look at this. And, of course, Rand Paul pointed out that we have these armchair generals. And, you know, what are we going to do with them? I think we should show them the door, just like President Trump did. But Rand Paul said this about the armchair generals who want to keep us at war forever. Video clip 4.
It was never the mission. The mission was to wipe out ISIS, and we did succeed. And the thing is, it's incredibly bold to win a war and come home. That's what the people want. If you poll the American people, it's 60 to 70% of people are ready to get out of Afghanistan, and I'll bet you it's the same as Syria if you ask the people. It's only the people in Washington, the armchair generals, that want to keep us at war forever, and people, Americans are tired of it. We want that money here at home, and we want to create jobs, roads, bridges here at home. Not in Afghanistan.
That's absolutely right. And so President Trump tweeted out this afternoon that starting January the 1st, Mattis is going to be gone. We don't need somebody whose loyalty is to an international system of alliances and not to the American people. He goes on to say in his resignation letter, Mattis said, the U.S., I agree with you, as I've said from the beginning, the armed forces of the U.S. should not be the policemen of the world. But then he goes on to talk about NATO. And it's 29 democracies. But wait a minute. Who provides virtually all of NATO's troops, equipment, and funding? That would be the policemen of the world, the U.S. And then he talked about the defeat ISIS coalition of 74 nations, which, frankly, I wasn't aware that it even existed. But there was a bureaucrat who was making a lot of money out of that coalition and his job there. And he also came out against President Trump. That's McGurk. And Brett McGurk was the envoy to that coalition, that very effective coalition. And he abruptly resigned. You know, 74 nations, who knew? I didn't know anything about that. But he was also, interestingly enough, the guy who made the announcement that really ticked me and a lot of people off. And I talked about it. And I said, is this really what the Trump administration is about? Well, fortunately, it isn't. But he got up there and said, we have determined that we are going to be in Syria for an indeterminate amount of time. And I said, are you kidding me? We're going to have another forever war? You'd had the mainstream media like the Washington Post and the New York Times releasing the week before that we had troops that controlled one-third of Syria, an area about the size of Louisiana, that they were going to stay there. He said, he holds a press conference, Brett McGurk, and said, we're going to be there for indefinitely. And President Trump had something to say about that. And if we go back and we look at how this all began, going back to the Daily Caller, said if we go back a couple of weeks, December the 14th, there was a phone call between President Trump and the Turkish President Erdogan. And you had John Bolton standing, sitting there in the White House. And so it was supposed to be a call for President Trump to warn Erdogan to back off our Kurdish rebels. But the president of Turkey asked Trump, why are you even still in Syria? You know, you've got a third of the country there. Why are you even there? ISIS has been 99% defeated. And then President Trump went off script, and he asked Bolton, according to NBC News, with Erdogan on the line, Trump asked National Security Advisor John Bolton, who was listening in, why American troops remained in Syria if what the president of Turkey said was true. According to officials, Erdogan's point, Bolton was forced to admit and had been backed up by Mattis, Pompeo, U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, Jim Jeffrey, and Brett McGurk. They all said, yeah, they've only got 1%. In other words, they've been beaten. They've been beaten. And Russia has almost completely stopped its flights. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250AC, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, one of the things that amazes me is how many conservatives are, and people I would typically not think about being neocons, maybe I have to rethink that, are siding with Mattis. And as Daily Caller pointed out, it was a conference call going back to December the 14th, where President Trump was talking to the president of Turkey, and he was supposed to be telling him to back off for the neocons. Instead, as they were talking, Erdogan said, "Why are you still there? ISIS is down to just 1% of what it was before. They're 99% gone." And President Trump turned to John Bolton and said, "Is that true?" And he said, "Yeah." And as I've reported in the morning show that we have here begins at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. As I was talking about it, Russia had cut down their flights by 99%. Weeks ago, they had been running between 100 and 110 flights a day. Between 100 to 110 flights per day. And they cut it down to 1 to 2 flights per week. That's way more than 99%. So I think Erdogan was being conservative when he said that. And so President Trump turned to Bolton and said, is that true? And said, yeah, that's true. Mattis knows it. Pompeo knows it. Brett McGurk, this other guy who just quit, knows it. And so they spent the following week unsuccessfully trying to turn Trump around. As a matter of fact, this other guy who resigned, Brett McGurk, was the one who had the press conference and said, we're going to be there for an indefinite period of time. And that was, I think, an effort to intimidate President Trump, to make him look bad in case President Trump went ahead with that policy. This is the way the deep state establishment protects itself. They hold press conferences, just like you've seen Rosenstein holding a press conference as President Trump is going off to meet the president of Russia. So we don't want to have detente. Remember, detente used to be a good thing. Detente used to be the easing of strained relations. Now they want to do everything they can to strain relations, if that means that they can attack President Trump or make him try to make him look bad. And so that's what Rosenstein did with his phony indictments that he released as President Trump was flying to a summit meeting. And so that's, I think, what Brett McGurk did. Now, Stephen Miller got on Thursday night, and he had this to say, one foreign policy blunder after another in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya has not worked out for our national interests. And let's talk about Syria. Let's talk about the fact that ISIS is the enemy of Russia. ISIS is the enemy of Assad in Syria. ISIS is the enemy of Turkey. Are we supposed to stay in Syria for generation after generation, spilling American blood to fight the enemies of all those countries? Wolf, and he's talking to Wolf Blitzer on CNN, when did the American people sign up to be in every war and every place and every side of every conflict all over planet Earth? Well, I guess that goes back to General Mattis's retirement things, as our strength as a nation is linked to our systems of alliances and partnerships, where we have foreign entangling alliances that get us involved in every single conflict. Now, you think about the fact, as he pointed out, that Russia and Turkey and Syria are all fighting ISIS. And but we got to stay there, even though they're 99% defeated. And then, of course, the mission creep became that this was about Iran. And yet Iran is the enemy of Israel, the enemy of Saudi Arabia, for certain. And if you go into this, of course, they're going to be enemies with Turkey as well, because Turkey doesn't subscribe to the same brand of Islam that they have. So all these people are going to be fighting Iran as well. President Reagan was right when he pulled us out of Beirut after that bombing. He said, this place is crazy. They've always been fighting each other. They're going to continue to fight each other. We don't need to be here. Except that you have people like Hillary Clinton, who is now lecturing Trump about empowering ISIS after he wants to get rid of a forever war. Remember back in 2013 when Rand Paul asked her, said, you know, quite frankly, I'm glad that you took responsibility for this. Because I would have fired you if I was president. And then she goes on to dump responsibility on away from herself. She dumps it on her number two. From the number two on down, it's their fault, she said. But Rand Paul also asked her about weapons that were being supplied to Turkey. Some of those weapons were being sent to forces in Syria. And because Erdogan was using ISIS at the time, just like we were using ISIS, to try to achieve regime change. And she said, she had the audacity to say in that hearing, well, if you want to know about arms being shipped out of Benghazi to terrorists, you'll have to talk to the agency that was running the annex. Well, who was running the annex? That would be the CIA. But Hillary Clinton isn't going to say, you got to ask the CIA. She's clever enough, devious and clever enough to say, ask the agency that was running the annex. And when we look at what was happening in the roundup to this, I played on Friday. I played John McCain's clip where he said Hillary and the national security team wanted to arm ISIS. And Obama said no. And then McCain said, he's weak. Of course, McCain was meeting with a terrorist. Hillary wanted to arm ISIS. The question is, did they disobey Obama? Or did Obama change his mind? Was he in on it or whatever? Because they did. They did arm them. And we had Michael Flynn, back in 2015, saying it was a willful decision to arm ISIS. I mean, McCain is admitting it. Everybody knows that they were arming ISIS, and now they want to say that President Trump is helping ISIS when they are 99% defeated. And so this guy, Brett McGurk, who was the one that came out to try to throw President Trump under the bus, try to put him in a difficult place where he couldn't pull out, but Trump did it anyway, he has now left as well. And so the establishment is freaking out about this. I think it's very, very good news. The person that's going to replace Mattis is the number two guy there, Patrick Shanahan. Now, he is a defense contractor from Boeing. He's part of the military industrial complex. I don't expect him to be somebody who is on the side of us defending America. You know, every time it comes to protecting our borders, what do we hear? We hear, well, that's not a threat. All these entanglements that we've got abroad, those are the real threats. There's no legal authority to do this. You know, when we go back to Syria, they built a dozen military bases in Syria. You know, they're occupying a third of the country. The U.S. military built a dozen military bases. Did you know that they're doing that with your money? Did you know that they also built 4 air bases there? Now, who approved that money? Where did that money come from? Here we talk about $5 billion for the wall, and we can't come up with that. Back in the 1960s, I think it was Everett Dirksen. He was a Republican. That was when they had Republicans coming from Illinois. And I'm not talking about going all the way back to Abraham Lincoln, but it's probably pretty close. But he said, you know, $1 million here and $1 million there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. Well, today we just throw around billions of dollars like they're pennies because we've got a $4 trillion expenditure budget that we have. And yet the $5 billion, which is chump change, folks. It's not. It's 1/8 of a penny of what we spend. 1/8 of 1%. And they can't find the money for that because they don't want our borders protected. So they say, we can't find the money for it. There's no authority for it. There isn't any risk, and on. They're lecturing President Trump. You got Jim Acosta getting in his face saying, they're not coming here. They'll dissipate. And it's nothing to be afraid of. And yet we have more than a caravan coming across that are intercepted each week. That's not counting the people who get into this country illegally. Those are just the people that are caught by Border Patrol. That's more than a caravan a week. It's caught. This is an existential issue, folks. So are the foreign wars that go forever. That is also an existential issue. And the Federal Reserve is an existential issue. I'm going to play that report for you coming up. Again, it's a Wonderful Lie, talking about the creation of the Federal Reserve. Talking about how many senators at the time said that's going to give them the power to create boom and bust cycles. And, of course, we had Ben Bernanke, the former chair of the Fed, say, yeah, we caused the Great Depression. Sorry about that. We won't do it again. Oh, really? Well, I think maybe they will do it again. Folks, we still have the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. If you haven't been by there to take a look at what we've got, it's an end-of-year total store clearance. And we've extended our Christmas specials to the end of the year. You can get free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and a free T-shirt with every order. Take a look at all the daily specials. So we had 24-hour daily specials. They're back. Some things are up to 75% off. We really do appreciate your support. We'll be right back with that special Christmas report. It's a Wonderful Lie.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But
chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. This last week we saw the 72nd anniversary of It's a Wonderful Life and the 105th anniversary of the Federal Reserve created on December the 21st, 1913. And I did a report in 2013 called It's a Wonderful Lie, talking about how we were manipulated into having a Federal Reserve. You know, everybody's asking, can President Trump fire the Fed chairman? We need to be asking the question why we even have a Fed chairman in charge of our economy and what they have been doing to us. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up, but I want to play for you It's a Wonderful Lie. It was done on the 100th anniversary of the creation of the Federal Reserve surreptitiously on that Christmas.
Over the last 100 years, the Federal Reserve has created bubbles and burst them, enslaved us with debt, and destroyed our purchasing power through inflation. Yes, it's been a wonderful lie for the bankers. There are striking parallels in Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life to the lies and tricks that real bankers use to create the Federal Reserve. Human nature doesn't change, and the greedy elite of 1913 and 2013 look and act a lot like Potter, the banker in the movie. And many Americans are left like George Bailey, staring into the abyss as their dreams collapse and they face financial ruin. Do we live in a country that looks a lot more like Pottersville than Bedford Falls? What does Frank Capra's film show us about how we got here and how we can get out? When the Federal Reserve was created 2 days before Christmas 100 years ago, it was a culmination of 6 years of fraud, fear, and manipulation.
I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
The panic of 1907 was used to shape public support for the Fed. The panic was triggered by rumors that two major banks were about to become insolvent, just as we see in the movie.
George, there is a rumor around town that you closed your doors. Is that true? I am going all out to help in this crisis. I have just guaranteed the bank sufficient funds to meet their needs. They will close up for a week and then reopen.
Just took over the bank.
I may lose a fortune, but I am willing to guarantee your people, too. Just tell them to bring their shares over here, and I will pay 50 cents on the dollar.
Boy, you never miss a trick, do you, Potter?
Unfortunately, J.P. Morgan got away with the deception and was able to shut down competitors and snapped up assets at fire sale prices.
Take during the Depression, for instance. You and I were the only ones that kept our heads. You saved the building and loan. I saved all the rest.
Yes, well, most people say you stole all the rest.
The envious ones say that, George. The suckers.
Charles Lindbergh Sr. warned people at the time of the creation of the Federal Reserve that it would not stop boom and bust cycles, but would actually create them in order to benefit its private owners. Here's what he said. To cause high prices, all the Federal Reserve Board will do will be to lower the rediscount rate, producing an expansion of credit and a rising stock market. Then, when businessmen are adjusted to these conditions, it can check prosperity in mid-career by arbitrarily raising the rate of interest. It can cause a pendulum of a rising and falling market to swing gently back and forth, or cause violent fluctuations by a greater rate variation. And in either case, it will possess inside information as to the financial conditions and advanced knowledge of the coming change, either up or down. This is the strangest, most dangerous advantage ever placed in the hands of a special privileged class by any government that ever existed. The system is private, conducted for the sole purpose of obtaining the greatest possible profits from the use of other people's money. They know in advance when to create panics to their advantage, and they know when to stop panic. Inflation and deflation work equally well for them when they control the finance. As we see in the movie, not all lending institutions have the same motivations.
Now, you take this loan here to Ernie Bishop. You know, that fellow that sits around all day on his brains in his taxi, you know. I happen to know the bank turned down this loan. But he comes here, and we're building him a house worth $5,000. Why?
Well, I handled that, Mr. Potter. You have all the papers there, his salary, insurance. I can personally vouch for his character.
Friend of yours.
Yes, sir.
You see, if you shoot pool with some employee here, you can come and borrow money. What does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
As a former FDIC chair said, all too often the large banks use their models and their algorithms, and if you don't fit in their boxes, you don't get the loan. And Dodd-Frank legislation is tying the hands of small lenders, shutting out buyers and shutting down lenders. Today, there are fewer lenders than at any time the government has kept records. 10,000 banks disappeared between 1984 and 2011.
This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without crawling to Potter. Come on.
In the movie, George gets to see what happens to the small town if Potter didn't have competition from credit unions and smaller lenders.
If it hadn't been for you...
Yeah, if it hadn't been for me, everybody'd be a lot better off. My wife and my kids and my friends. I mean, look, little fella, why you go off and haunt somebody else?
Yeah, so you still think killing yourself would make everyone feel happier, right?
Oh, I don't know. I guess you're right. I suppose it'd been better if I'd never been born at all.
Pottersville, the only businesses thriving are vice. People are angry. The town is filled with signs like, keep moving, keep off the grass. Or the cop actually shoots at George when he's running away and is no threat to anyone.
Stand back!
Everyone is a renter. No one has a stake.
Now, you're Ernie Bishop, and you live in Bailey Park with your wife and kid.
Look, bud, what's the idea? I live in a shack in Pottersville. My wife ran away 3 years ago and took the kid, and I ain't never seen you before in my life, see?
Private property and everyone having a stake is the antidote to Pottersville.
Here, you're all businessmen here. Don't it make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers?
But whether it's the Trans-Pacific Partnership or a global carbon tax, the global elite don't see you as a stakeholder. They want to turn us all into serfs and treat us like cattle.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan.
I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on.
Speaking of riches, do you find the salary amounts amusing when Potter tries to buy George off?
Let's look at your side. Young man, 27, 28, married, making, say, 40 a week.
45.
45. 45. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
$20,000 a year?
You wouldn't mind living in the nicest house in town? Buying your wife a lot of fine clothes? A couple of business trips to New York a year? Maybe once in a while Europe? You wouldn't mind that, would you, George?
Would I?
Even if George had saved a lot of his $20,000 salary, would it have bought much a couple of decades later? By even the government's very conservative estimate of inflation, the dollar has lost 90% of its value since 1947 when the movie was made. The Fed's deliberate inflation is devastating to anyone trying to accumulate wealth through hard work and saving. So what is the answer to all the George Baileys out there 100 years after the government gave control of our money supply to private bankers like Potter? Well, Potter had more money than he could spend, but would any of you want to be Potter?
You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
George Bailey finally sees how rich his own life is as he sees the fruits of relationship, honesty, and compassion. Public can awaken to the lies of the Federal Reserve, if it could even be audited.
Well, hello, Mr. Bank Examiner!
Ha! It would be a huge step to breaking the chains that enslave all of us. But ultimately, it is God that changes minds and changes hearts. God hates oppression, and we can and should confidently pray that he will stop it.
I owe everything to George Bailey. Help him, dear Father. Joseph, Jesus, and Mary, help my friend, Mr. Bailey.
Help my son, George, tonight.
He never thinks about himself, God. That's why he's in trouble.
George is a good guy. Give him a break, God.
I love him, dear Lord. Watch over him tonight. Please, God, something's the matter with Daddy. Please bring Daddy back.
Dear Father in heaven, I'm not a praying man, but if you're up there and you can hear me, show me the way.
For the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Knight.
And again, if you want to see that or pass that around, you'll find it on our BitChute and Brighteon channels, because that was the very first thing that YouTube took down. You don't talk about the Federal Reserve without having them take you off and deplatform you. All right, we'll be right back. We got some Christmas news. We'll have more news about the border.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.